Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. We're having a great visit with Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB, the purveyor and the creator of the NFIB's Index of Small Business Optimism, a research work that we've been proud to bring you for 21 years. Bill, thank you again for being here. Thanks for your awesome work, for your body of work, for your contribution to small business. It is unparalleled and peerless. Bill, we're talking about...
Thank you for letting me be a part of your contribution.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. Hey, Bill, let's talk about the roller coaster economy. We're having schizophrenic responses. As you look out across the landscape, give our audience some guidance about where you think things are going to go. Connect some implication dots for us out, let's say, a year or a year and a half out. What do you think?
Whoa, putting me on the spot. Well, a year and a half out, I think the economy will be back to its more normal kind of growth path, you know, like 2 to 3% for real GDP. Not the numbers we're seeing now, 6, 5, and 6, and of course, we've seen as high as 33 and as low as 30. There's a lot of volatility. And the main reason that that'll happen is that the government is really primed to pump. So we count government spending and the GDP. And so they have just, and they plan on pouring trillions of dollars into the economy. And so that'll be kind of a false strength, which they're financing, of course, with debt finance. And so we'll be doing all right. I think we'll have a lot more inflation than we've been used to. I think the Fed is going to lose control. It's going to get the inflation it wants and then a lot more.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just not easy to fix that. Once it's into the system and people expect prices to go up, that is, expectations go up, then you know, it's harder to get it out. So I think we'll have more inflation. Interest rates will be a lot higher than they are today.
All this government money, all this trillions of dollars of government money, is really just adding fuel to the flame. It's not going to contribute anything. It may be a short term fix, but it's going to be a long term disaster, isn't it?
Exactly. All it does, you know, is it raises GDP because they give you this money and you run out and you buy something. And so we count the spending. So then we count that output that you buy as gross domestic product. So consumption is going to be a huge part of that. But that's not investing. That's not building our capacity to produce more in the future. That's not going to raise worker productivity. So this money that the government's throwing around is
but
not
they don't
going
have.
To
they don't
the
have.
Kind of
it's going to have to be paid or reconciled somehow in the future, isn't it? This is money that doesn't exist, folks. It's not even taxes that we can pay in the future to pay this off so much.
No, you're right. You're right. It's too big. We're going to test too big to fail.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you see?
Yeah.
Do you see
no, really.
Over the next 10 years? Do you see a global reconciling of debt? Do you see there being a global haircut without it being a depression kind of scenario?
Well, I think the haircut's going to come. I mean, if you look at like the stock market, we've never had as much margin debt as we have now.
Right.
So people are buying stocks and doing it with credit.
Leveraging.
Everybody's taking on debt because it's cheap, thanks to the Fed. So,
yeah.
You know, we're really levered up. And at some point, you know, it's going to be a problem paying.
We're sitting on a powder keg, aren't we?
Yeah. So it'll go. Boom.
Yeah. It's coming, folks.
And
this
we'll
question
see it
is when. We have to realize that. Hey, Bill, as always, thank you for your leadership, for your awesome work, and we appreciate you very much around here.
Well, and thank you, Jim. You've been terrific and a guiding light and a wonderful contributor to the small business sector and the economy.
Thank you, Bill. Dr. Bill Duckerberg, ladies and gentlemen, as I said earlier, the legendary, awesome, and amazing Dr. Bill Duckerberg. We appreciate him very much. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to remind you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.